I had a letter from the government, actually, on the 5th of May, which, when I opened, it said that the Honours Committee had recommended to the Prime Minister that I should be awarded the Order of the British Empire, or an Officer of the British Empire, the OBE, and whether or not I was happy to accept that. So I thought about it, and within a few seconds I thought, well, yes, this is a fantastic honour to be made, and thinking that obviously, although the honour comes to me as an individual, it was because of my services in relation to housing, which I've had the privilege of being involved in for the last 31 years. Well, being able to put down that you're an OBE is quite a important thing to me. I've been a magistrate for 21 years, so I've always been able to indicate that I'm a magistrate, which I'm extremely proud of. But now to be able to say that you're an officer of the British Empire as well is just overwhelmingly honourable for me, and to indicate, you know, the time that I've spent freely as a volunteer in the housing sector. Well, it started, obviously, by me getting a pound share in a housing association a long, long time ago. The best investment I ever did. And consequent to that, I became elected a board member of a housing association, and had held the office of vice chair and chair for the majority of that time. And I was also involved in the merger of Gwerin with Eastern Valley to create, where I'd be currently the chair, of Melin Homes. And that Melin Homes is one of the leading housing associations in Wales, and have actually provided over 3,800 homes for those in greatest need, to make sure that everyone has a safe, affordable home to live in. I'm looking forward to going to the palace to receive my medal in relation to the OBE from the Queen, and that is going to be done within the next 5 months.